Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, You'll See Her Again, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. The room was dim and silent as I pulled a chair close to Jackie's bed. Before a 3-year battle with cancer, my friend had been a vibrant person. I could still picture her laughing, eyes full of life, her face lit with a smile. Now she was quiet and still, and I was visiting her in a special care facility. Not knowing what to say, I decided to read some scripture. I pulled my Bible out of my purse and turned to a reference in 1 Corinthians and began to read. After the visit and an emotional time in the seclusion of my parked car, a thought came to mind that slowed my tears. You'll see her again. Caught up in sadness, I had forgotten that death is only temporary for believers. I knew I'd see Jackie again because both of us had trusted in Jesus' death and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sin. When Jesus came back to life after his crucifixion, death lost its ultimate power to separate believers from each other and from God. After we die, we'll live again in heaven with God and all of our spiritual brothers and sisters forever. Because Jesus is alive today, believers in him have hope in times of loss and sorrow. Death has been swallowed up in the victory of the cross. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, and 12 through 22. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And now verses 12 through 22. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, the death of loved ones brings sadness and tears, but we're thankful that it doesn't need to leave us in despair. Thank you for the hope we have in trusting that one day we will see them again. Thank you for the assurance that death is only a temporary separation and that we will be united with our loved ones again and that we will indeed see you face to face in heaven. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.